If the name Anini rings a bell, then I have one question for you.
Your mama said they do amor bawo.
No. But in all seriousness. Warning. Please note that there will be a lot of butchered names and mispronunciation, as I just suck. I apologize for that. Thank you. Before we go on, I would like to welcome you lot back to the podcast. Welcome guys. As usual, my name is Fumi Lola, aka Fumi Pepe. In this week's episode, we're going to kick off a new series. Again, I've not decided on name, but something along, it's just like a criminal arc, like a criminal series. Criminals you should know, I guess. I don't know. I was just inspired by, because I watch a lot of crime, all these murder mysteries, crime, blah, blah, blah. And yeah, so I just decided to tell that we Nigerians, we have criminals too. Okay, that sounds weird. I don't know. You'll find it interesting. Trust. Just sit back, relax, and yeah. Let's get this. Anini was a name that sent chills down the spines of residents of Benin City and Nigeria at large during the late 80s. His reign of terror lasted about 4 months, between August and December 1986. These months were labeled the Red Months by journalists, as Anini and his gang held the entire Bendel State, which by the way is modern day Edo and Delta States, by the neck. His words were to all extent law. He did as he pleased, and to those brave enough to stand up against him, the wrong side of the gun was the faith they met. It was no surprise that he nicknamed himself the Law. Some viewed Anini as a man who not only indulged in armed robbery, no way. Armed robbery was too little a crime for a man like Anini. He and his gang killed, kidnapped, and even raped the people of Bendel State. He was a monster.
I'm telling you, and before people would come here, I could have killed a lot. I'm telling you, look at my face, like I could have killed a lot of people.
While others viewed Anini as a freedom fighter who used violence to fight the evil that was the Nigerian police. After all, most of Anini's victims were police officers. Regardless of what she believed or thought about Anini, one thing was clear. He needed to be stopped. All good things must come to an end, as they say. So on December 3, 1986, Anini the Law was finally caught. I will tell you exactly how it happened. But before I do so, let's go back to the very beginning. The year is 1960. In a village about 20 miles from Benin City, Lawrence
Numayangbon
Anini was born. Not much is known about Anini's childhood, except that he left his village to move to Benin City. Anini became a garage boy when he got to Benin, working his way up from an agbero. By the way, agberos are basically thugs, to a very skilled taxi driver. It was said that he had a way with people. This made him the man who controlled different fractions of the motor parks, from the touts to the conductors, the drivers, and even the sellers. Anini was approached by a gang to come work for them as a getaway driver. He couldn't say no to what they were offering. I mean, if you're a man in a situation, would you? Soon, he would be the driver and transporter for several gangs, criminal godfathers, and thieves. Not long after this, Anini decided to create his own gang.
Monday Osubo, Henry Ekwanwan, Smalley Friday Ofege, Eweka, and Alhaji ZZ were the members of Anini's gang, the Marvel Avengers of armed robbers. Not that they were superheroes who saved the day. Rather, because of how iconic the gang would be in the history of Nigeria.
At first, they were your everyday armed robbery gang. They started out carjacking, robbing buses on highways, and targeting small microfinance banks. But everything would change in early 1986, after Anini felt the police betrayed him. What happened was that the police had caught two members of his gang, and they were trialed and prosecuted against an earlier under-the-table agreement, where the police were supposed to destroy evidence against the gang members. In response to this betrayal, Anini and his gang members launched a bank robbery in which a police officer and several others were reported dead. This was just the beginning of his attacks on the police. 9 police officers were reported to be killed by Anini and his gang. In one of the operations, Anini's gang targeted First Bank, where they stole, I kid you not, 2,000 naira. 2K. The money was urgent 2K. Okay, I'm sorry.
The money wasn't the reason for the attack. Rather, it was to serve as a warning of what was to come.
They left the scene with a trail of blood. Many described the streets as being flooded red by the blood of the people they killed.
It was a massacre.
Barely a month after, Anini and his gang snatched a Peugeot 504 from Albert Ote, the driver of an assistant inspector of police. At first, it was believed that the driver was kidnapped, but about 3 months later, the driver's body was spotted buried a few kilometers away from Benin.
On another operation, just 2 days after snatching another Peugeot 504, he killed another 2 police officers.
When Anini wasn't stealing and killing, he was said to be involved in charity works. Several reports stated that on numerous occasions, he gave money away to poor people and to those that needed it. In fact, on one occasion, just a day after a major operation,
nice ones,
he turned Father Christmas and threw away wads of naira notes on the ground for the market men and market women to pick freely. Anini also wrote numerous letters to media houses who described him using political tones of Robin Hood-like words to describe his criminal acts.
We interrupt this program to bring you...
Oh, yes, yes, yes. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the spicy top 10. Yes, I'm bringing it back after all these months or weeks. Anyway, essentially, the spicy top 10s are just the top 10 songs I'm listening to this week. I don't know if I would continue, but it's not the top best songs. It has nothing to do with ratings. It's just the songs I'm listening to the most. And if you like any, you could add them to your playlist. Yeah, enough talk. Let's quickly get to it. At number one, I have Ijola Balaba by Crayon. I know I'm late on this song, but yeah, it's still fire still.
Many things we can do. Tori, I'm into you. Would you wire for you tonight? I've been dancing at the pain away.
Number two, Electricity by Fields featuring 001. Big Davido.
And I see darkness all around me, but I know I'm the light.
At number three of his new project, Sad Romance, You by CK.
Baby, I'm in love with you, baby, I'm in love with you, baby. Oh, fuck you like I miss you, fuck you like I need you.
At number four, It's Black Sherif.
I'm too close, I can feel it. Something is vibrating inside me, I'm celebrating. But outside they kill me. My own self, they kill me. My own anxiety, my inferiority. What? Them all they kill me.
And number 5, Lil J is back, baby, with this new delicious, sumptuous song,
Why you wanna be my controller? Say you only see me like a soldier. Cleaver, if you move from Cleaver, too many babes on signal.
And number 6 of the Violent Siblings project is Evil Brothers by Horrid One and Savo.
Remember when you ran back over the bridge and you tomahawks? That one was sick. Nah, remember when you ching 3 men on the mains? Hunt, you lost your shit. How you gonna talk about mains like you ain't done it too? Sav, that one's hypocritical. Blood, you ran through the op, blood, shetty in hand, bait face. Hunt, you're a criminal. Man, keep the talking, ting to a minimum.
At number 7, we have Kulosa by Oxlade. This song, I just fall in love with it, then I fall in out of love, then I fall in love back, then I fall out of love. Honestly, such a beautiful song. And number 8, we have Forget Me by Lewis Calvary. And number 9, She's Not Anyone by D Block Europe featuring Big 7, Burna Boy. Yeah, it's new Burna, so you know, I just have to jump on it.
Me, I don't like to be into my feelings, but what I'm feeling, I just might let you use it against me. For your bank, you could see many zeros. Just wanted to show that it's plenty. Pull up in the drop, that's a brainless one.
And at number 10, probably my song of the, I don't know, song of the moment, Mel Made Me Do It by Big Storms. Yeah, Stormzy is back. Yo, Stormzy is back. I'm so gassed. Like, if you've seen the video, if you haven't seen the video of the song, you should go and see it. It's a freaking, it's a fucking movie. It's a freaking movie. Yo, who was in that?
But I still do it like my mate David. Not mean like my bro Dave. Near miss, that's a close shave. They fear this, but they won't say I'm the nearest on a cold day. They love to talk about the old days. The man are old, like, Annie, are you okay? I prefer not to speak like I'm Jose.
I prefer really not to speak. If I speak, I am in big trouble.
My friend, where is Anini? Was what the military head of state, General Ibrahim Babangida, asked the then Inspector General of Police, Etim Inyang, in a meeting on October 1986. This sparked the launch of a massive manhunt for Anini the Law. The police tried everything but failed. The failure by the police would lead the people to begin to tell stories of how invincible they were. One of the popular stories was that Anini and his gang kept slices of yam in their pockets. And this allowed them to be able to walk through walls and even teleport. The Anini Challenge, the Anini Saga, the Anini Factor, Lawrence Anini, the man, the myth, Anini, the Jack Ripper, and Lawrence Anini, a Robin Hood in Bendel, were the sort of headlines all over the news at the time, as everyone worried and wondered on whether Anini would ever be captured. This question would be answered on December 3, 1986. Kayode Omano Emuru, the brave superintendent of police, led a 10-man team to a house. They knocked the door of their room.
Yeah,
go open or I not go open? If I can't meet you for here, you go open the door, I not go open the door. Mad. The stress police, Abi.
And Anini himself, in just his underwear, opened the door.
The mad. The stress police, Abi. The stress police.
Where is Anini? The police asked.
Anini was caught off guard. Before coming to the door, he was just partying with his guys and about 10 women.
Anini broke Sir David's rule.
Don't get caught for puss. Don't die for nyash.
He noticed the police didn't seem to recognize him, so he said,
"Oh, Anini is under the bed in the inner room."
Anini panicked and tried to escape by headbutting a police officer and making a run for it.
One of the officers quickly stretched out a leg, which Anini tripped over and fell.
I was able to find a recording of Anini's arrest, so you guys should pay attention and listen carefully. This recording was the conversation between Anini and the superintendent of police.
What is your name?
Osazel Amorui.
My man has been a woman too. But who say they take care of your mama? Gun will not they use. Who they supply on a gun? You not go talk now. You not go talk. Gun will not they use. Who they supply on a gun? Guy AK 47 will not they use. Who give na? Where na? Who supply on a gun?
Nobody they give us gun. Na for inside bush. I want go peace. I pass it in gun inside bush.
You pick the gun for ground. Okay. Tiger! Let me fire this guy for leg.
Boss, look at my leg. Boss, I can't.
You go talk, I think you not go talk. Your man will say they do amor by work.
And my man in the I don't die. I don't get mistake for my life. I don't go see you again.
Follow me talk now. Follow me talk. Whenever I go station, now leave me here to talk for you. When you start this amor by work, when you do? How many operation I don't go for?
I be baba before. Na baba walk I dey do. My baba walk I dey do. I say I be baba. Put clipper for my hand. Boss, just put clipper for my hand.
Epa. I be like your eye. Epa. I be like. You dey mad? I be like boss. I be like food for your eye.
Oh my God, I'm so stupid. I'm sorry. Yeah. Okay. No. I'm joking. But in all seriousness, what happened was, Anini was shot on one of his legs. He and his fellow gang members were arrested, and different weapons and ammunition, alongside charms that Anini and his gangs used, were recovered. He would be transported to a military police where the leg where he was shot had to be amputated.
Anini was charged with several crimes.
Anini was confined to a wheelchair throughout his trial, during which he revealed a lot of things to the police. He confessed to several crimes and even confessed to having links with several top officers in the police force. Justice James Omwege sentenced Anini to death, and on March 28, 1987, Anini and his gang were executed. Anyway, guys, that's it. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for listening up to this point. If you listen to this point, you're a G. You get real MVP. If you enjoyed this episode, do share it to, your friends, your family, your upcoming Aninis. I hope this episode has inspired one or two of you to, chase your dream. If Anini could do it, so could you. It's please, please. It's, I'm joking. I'm joking. I'm not encouraging anybody to steal, to all kill or do all this rubbish. But I hope you enjoyed it, because I surely did enjoy creating.
Also, can someone please help me come up with a name for this series? Because honestly, I don't know what to call it. But yeah,
make sure to share this podcast to as many people. Honestly, I'm not going to lie, the numbers, we've not been doing too well. It's not been looking good, bro, this past few. But you know what? I trust you guys. Just make sure you share this episode. Make sure you share this episode and the podcast at large. You know, Mafia Joke Mami, we're building something here. We're building something big. Something big, something global. So yeah, do your part. I'm here doing my part. But yeah, I appreciate everybody. I appreciate the love, support, everything. Yeah. And as usual, guys, remember to stop following your dreams. Follow us instead at Mafia Joke Mami Pod on Twitter. Honestly, the Twitter thing, you guys have been showing love. Honestly, I really appreciate. Thanks. Let's still run it up. Remember, if you're a guest out there, if you're out there and you want to feature on the podcast, just slide in my DMs on Twitter at Mafia Joke Mami Pod again. We can most definitely arrange it. And yeah, but again. Suey! Remember to stay jiggy, drink water, mind your business, but most importantly, Mafia Joke Mami.